The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hello, this is DJ Eminem. Welcome back to How I Got Here. I am back with another guest this time, and it is a different one. Her name is Adriana, and she is a first-gen Latina at Dominican University. She is a good friend of mine that I have met while being in college. She is a nursing student here too. So, Adriana, do you feel like you have your life figured out right now, or are you still trying to figure it out?
I think that's a really good question. As a career-oriented person, I like to believe that I have my life figured out, but in terms of my personal life, I think that that's a more complicated question. As a career-oriented person and someone who's very focused in school, I believe that I have a very thought-out plan in terms of where I'm going for, what my goals are, what I want. Like you mentioned, I am a nursing student, so I am very passionate in that. And I also am very passionate I'm also very passionate and confident in the fact that this is what I want and that there is more after nursing that I would like to do. So, and I'm pretty confident in the fact that when school is done in terms of undergrad, that I will also go back to school because, again, I really value school and education. So in terms of, do I have my life figured out? Academically, yes. But in terms of personal, I would say that's a little more complicated. I don't really look too much into my personal life because my academic life is what I'm more focused in. So, yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you. When you talk about your academic life and how you handle it, what do you do when you feel stressed or overwhelmed in school?
I think in high school, I was told that stress is good. Like, I was confused as to how stress could be good. Currently now, I totally believe that stress is good for me. I think when I'm stressed, I definitely do better in terms of academics. In terms of my personal life, though, I believe that stress is more negative. So when it comes to stress in my academics, it only focuses me more and makes me more aware of what I want and how I'm gonna get it done. Handling stress is different because I'm not used to dealing with stress, if that makes sense. Yeah, I wouldn't say I feel stressed all the time, but I definitely do like to be stressed. If I'm not stressed, then I don't think something is not right academically. Something is not right because I need that stress to be able to function, to be able to keep going, because it motivates me academically.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Stress is a really big key in school. It's huge. Everyone feels it. Some people feel it worse than others. But when you think about this, about stress, do you think that with stress, do you think that you could give somebody who is probably coming into school next year as a first year in nursing, do you think you could give somebody your advice on what you did this year, like that's becoming into your position, on like, what would you do? What would you do to give them advice on what to do better than what you did?
If I were to give someone advice for their freshman year in terms of what I could have done better my freshman year, I think I would tell them to, assuming that the person is a first gen generation college student and also is Latino, I would believe that they would understand the feeling of how stress can be a good motivator. But I also think that I would want to emphasize that that having a really good personal life in terms of hobbies and doing things outside of school is also really important in grounding yourself, because I do think that being academically focused should be a priority, but that also shouldn't be. It also, having a good, solid understanding and foundation of who you are, what you like to do, is what's going to help you keep going.
All right, perfect. I hope that helps somebody in the future. I have another question. It's more future focused. Are you more scared or more excited about your future right now?
That is a really good question. I believe that I am more excited. I'm more excited about my future right now because I know that I can accomplish what I want for myself in terms of my future career and academics. However, also is a lingering feeling of fear that I feel when it comes to my future, because I fear that something may come in between me and what I love the most, which is school and studying and being super career oriented. So any small inconvenience that may happen is something that's always in the back of my mind. But for the most part, I believe that I am excited. I am, you know, as a nursing student here, I love healthcare. Healthcare, STEM science, I love it all. So I think that's what makes me excited for my future.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you, honestly. About your future, where do you think you're going to be in a few years? Like, where do you see yourself? And how confident are you? Like, are you confident on where you land in 4 years is going to be a place that you want to be? Or is it a place that you're just okay with being at until, you know, future steps?
I think that in the future, I will be happy where I'm at. I think I chose a very good career and pathway academically for what I like the best. In terms of in 5 years though, I think that I will be happy. I think I will be as an RN, hopefully have a job and have had made some connections to have had that job. In terms of 10 years though, I believe that I would have gone back to school and I would have gotten a master's in nursing or a doctorate in nursing. And I believe that I will be very happy in that career and field, again, because I am super passionate about science and STEM. And I think that comes from, I've known that part of myself since, I want to say, early middle school, when, if I recall correctly, my science teacher was going over energy, and she made it, I realized that science professors and teachers and people who are in this field are super passionate about it. And I think that's what made me super passionate in it, to be super invested in this and also be happy learning new things, because science is always a discovery. And so when I saw those characteristics in my teachers, I had never had one bad science teacher in middle school or in high school. And I think that's seeing that passion in other people also like sparked a light for me in terms of being so career driven in this field. So I think overall I would be happy in whatever, if I decide to go down the master's or the doctorate in nursing.
That's amazing. I hope the best for you. I think being in nursing or STEM is incredible. I'm in STEM. I'm a biology student. I love biology. Hate chemistry, though. Who cares about that? But, you know, we're doing it, honestly. I want to ask a deeper question, something that might be a little iffy on, if that's okay. She nodded yes. What is something you don't usually talk about but think that is important that should be talked about?
I think something that is super important but is not often talked about. I want to go back to an experience in high school when my advanced medical science instructor was going over over characteristics of what makes a good healthcare worker, who should pursue this career, and stuff like that. And I thought that one important thing that he said was, what makes a good healthcare worker is not only their knowledge in the field, but also their interpersonal skills. And so in this class, I learned a lot about not just being super knowledgeable, not being super knowledgeable in your field is not everything. You could have a great doctor, a great nurse who can handle every situation great, but if they don't have those interpersonal skills of being able to communicate with other people, create meaningful relationships, understand other people's skill and feelings, and have that sort of empathy, you're going to ultimately lack on one side as a healthcare worker. And so I think something that's super important that's not often talked about, especially in this career, is having those interpersonal skills of, you could be this amazing, knowledgeable robot, but if you don't have those skills that will make you human, I think you're not going to be a successful healthcare worker. And so something that we learned a lot in this class was small little skills, like how to say good morning, like saying hi to people when you're walking down the halls. I know when I was walking down the halls in the hospital towards my internship, my instructor was like, if you don't say hello to every healthcare worker that walks by, you're not going to your internship. And at the time I was like, this guy is insane. I obviously wanted to go to my healthcare internship. So I was saying hello to everyone that walked by, and one person would start with good morning, and then the line behind us would be good morning, good morning, good morning. And so I thought that was kind of funny. I still think that's kind of funny looking back. And so overall, I think something that is not often talked about is having those interpersonal skills, because I believe that those interpersonal skills will get you a lot further in life, not just academically, but also personally. In your life.
That's great. I completely understand that your teacher had said those, because I also did an internship and I said hello to every single person who wanted to say hi to me. Do you feel like you know who you are yet, or are you still figuring that out yet?
I'm gonna separate this question into two parts. I think academically, I know who I am. Personally, I would say that I'm still working on trying to understand who I am. I like to believe that I know who I am, in terms of what I like, what I don't like, what I seek, and what I don't seek. And while I do, to some extent, know that part of my identity, I still feel like I let things slip. Like, I could be totally empathetic person. I could value, for example, empathy a lot. And if I don't see that in my little circle, my environment that I surround myself, or if I don't receive that, I usually let it slide. And I don't believe, when I do that, I feel like I'm not standing true to who I am and who I want. So in terms of my personal life, I believe that I am still trying to figure myself out, or more so stand on what I believe and what I want, instead of letting things just slide. But I also know academically that I am a first gen, like you mentioned, that I am career driven, that I know what I want, and that I can get what I want. It's just gonna be difficult. In one aspect, I do know who I am. However, in another part, I feel like I am lacking. And so while I do invest a lot of time into one part of my life, I'll in turn lose another part of my identity.
Thank you. That probably has to be a lot to think about and understand about yourself. I know that one side of people can be a completely different side of how you see yourself. I want to say thank you so much for coming onto my podcast. I really appreciate just being able to hear your thoughts. And ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the end of the podcast. And I'm so glad that you guys were here with me to figure out my life and let me be able to talk about my life and have struggles. And so thank you. This is DJ Eminem, and this is how I got here.